Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is October 6th, basically. It's 4 minutes till October 6th. The Yankees season is over. No more. Let's talk about it. Okay. Welcome to the sad sap heartbreak episode that happens at the end of every year. We thank you very much for joining, Yankees fans that are commiserating and other fans that are here to drink our tears. There will be plenty for you to consume. My name's Jimmy. His name's Jake. That's BBD. It's brought to you by DraftKings. Jake, how you doing?
James, BBD, everyone live in the chat, everyone that was live streaming with us tonight, and everyone that's been with us on this journey, thank you. Yeah, hopefully there's a day that it doesn't end with the sad up, but another year it does. And man, it's, you know, it's not as sad as other episodes. It's just like,
this one's more mad.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. I
think that's okay, man. I think we're going to have a big off season, and this isn't even like a come listen to my fucking podcast. This is more of a stuff's going to change. And I think this year's the year, so hopefully that lands in a lot of good change. But man, frustrating. And dude, so many things we're going to look back at and say like, what? Velasquez?
Yeah.
We'll talk about all.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends over at Stuffed Grass Fed Burgers in Montclair. They've been with us from like when there was only two employees at the company. Now we have 35 or 40 or whatever it is. So you can talk about your favorite. They're telling me to talk about my favorite menu item. It's the brisket burger. You can get free fries with your burger if you say John Boy or Jake Sucks when you order. You can also put in a promo code John Boy or Jake Sucks when ordering online or in person to get the same great deal. If you live in the area, and I actually live in the area now. They're in driving distance. They're so good. My dad was there the other day. Owner's a big Yankees fan. He makes great burgers. It's a great spot. Stuffed Grass-Fed Burgers in Montclair. Go there, say John Boy or Jake Sucks, and you get free fries. It's going to be awesome. This episode is also brought to you by Roman.
Oh, does your team not work? Give it a boner pill.
Do you, if you're the ace of the staff, would you rather be confident when you pitch to the other team's best hitters? Or would you rather be waver and be all floppy and flimsy and scared of the strike zone? Well, if you'd rather be confident and sharp and hard.
You don't want to be floppy and scared of the strike zone.
No.
Been there.
Yeah.
I've been
You want to be hard, firm, and hitting the target. So that's why you got to go to GetRoman.com/Yanks now. They can give you a free online evaluation, ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Yanks, complete an online visit. Go to GetRoman.com/Yanks now to get $15 off your first month.
Jim, if it's one of those things, like if you have a problem, you should address it and change it and take care of it.
Yes.
And not let it just go by and let the same
This will get better. This will get better. Yeah.
Go get help.
Yeah. At Roman. GetRoman.com/Yanks.
Again, Stuffed Grass-Fed Burgers, you can use John Boy or Jake Sucks.
Yeah, or Jake
Either
Sucks.
Either or.
Honestly.
Use Jake Sucks.
Go get yourself a Stuffed Grass-Fed
Burger. I might get one
burger.
For breakfast tomorrow.
Go get yourself a Stuffed Grass-Fed Burger. Take a boner pill and have a fucking day. I might do that tomorrow.
You eating the burger?
We're streaming.
These companies have no idea how perfect a match they are for each other.
All right, guys.
Really nice Saturday.
Here's the deal. Let's recap the game a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Cole didn't have it. That is just, I mean, you can blame the hammy. Well, then don't take the ball. Yeah, man, for a guy that's going to win the Cy Young and is a very good pitcher, and some of his best starts came after the sticky stuff allegations. The complete game shutout against the Astros was no sticky stuff. He had another really good start where he struck out 16 batters. That was no sticky stuff. So the whole, he can't pitch without it, isn't really there. He had some bad games down the stretch. Something else was going on. This was a mix of maybe the hamstring, but he just was scared to pitch to the best Red Sox hitter, straight up. He was scared to throw fastballs in the zone to the heart of their order, yeah. And you can't do that. And if your hammy's hurt, then don't take the mound. And if you take the mound in a one-game elimination game and you demand a personal catcher, then shove. So I'm pretty frustrated with our ace right now. And I think it's very warranted. Obviously, I believe in him as a regular season pitcher. Can he go out next year and win a Cy Young and be a top 10 pitcher in the AL? Absolutely. Does it matter if he doesn't come to in big games? No. So that's a real big disappointment. Hap, game one in Boston, it was Jay Hap.
Right. I think we relived Cole's games last year, and I think he was a little better than we remembered going back to last year. This was a do-or-die game. This was it. And he didn't have it, and you're right. If you point to the hamstring, that's not an option in a do-or-die game, especially when this team's strength has been pitching all year. Like, these Yankees could have basically... Their bullpen was at such a pretty solid point that they could almost bullpen a full game. I mean, I get tough on Monty in his toughest moments, but I'd rather give a healthy Monty a chance with our bullpen right now than if Cole is going to point to the hammy. And he's probably not going to point to the hammy because he's going to say, oh, this is New York, you got to eat it. And then when he writes his book in 15 years, he's going to say, yeah, my hammy was shot in that game. Jim, I think your curveball theory is 100%. His curveball, when Cole's right, is arguably one of his best pitches. I mean, it's the biggest pitch difference in speed. It moves most, and he just didn't throw it in any of his recent starts. And now, when you add this start to the mix, go back to when he gets hurt. He goes 5.27 earnings against Cleveland. They stink. They got no hit like four times this year. He has an okay start against Boston, 6-3. And then Toronto gets him for 6-5. Those starts lose him the Cy Young. Now you pair that with this start today, and it's terrible. So, yeah, Cole's going to wear it. He's going to eat it. In the autobiography in 10 years, he won't. He'll tell you his hamstring was cheese. And that's kind of not your decision at that point because you just let down 25 other guys. So that really sucks. I mean, that pitch to Bogarts... That two-strike pitch after he had Devers two strikes.
Then loses him.
Then you leave a changeup, middle, that Xander takes to dead center. That changes the whole course of this game.
And he wanted Devers to chase. He had him two strikes, and then he went outside the zone up top to set up the changeup where he went way away. And then he went up top again, way up top with the fastball. He's just trying to get him to chase at a high fastball with two strikes and not come at him with something. I mean, look at the spray chart for Devers in that first at bat, Jake. Just nothing in the zone. Completely scared of him. I have it on the screen up here.
Yeah.
Just nothing. Then you go Xander, and it was all no fastball. It was all off speed. You go Devers again later on in the game. Nothing in the zone besides this. What was this?
And not for nothing.
The curveball. He threw a curveball in the zone. It was the only pitch he threw in the zone to Devers.
Not for nothing. If there's one guy that I was okay with them coming in today being scared, it was Devers.
The reliever, sure, but not Cole.
Even Cole, man. Devers was the one guy you'd circle on their team and you say, I don't want him beating us today. I said that we were live for this game. If he gets Bogarts, I say, all right, that's not bad. Like, that's kind of how the Sox should have treated Stanton today. But they didn't have to because he even did his whole damn thing and the rest of the lineup did nothing. So, Cole didn't have it. You're in the bullpen early. And then, Jim, I mean, you mentioned this, and We're going to have a whole offseason to talk about philosophy and changes and all that. Severino and Loaisiga and their second innings of work, guys that haven't been doing that.
Boone just had an awful quote.
I mean, he's going to be on Talking Yanks soon because the Yankees can't restrict him from doing PR anymore. Guys in their second inning of work coming off the IL didn't have it and got knocked around. Not even knocked around. They couldn't throw strikes anymore. So when you look back at that, you tie it in with the offense only putting up a two spot and Stanton was the only offense. Never mind the judgy play at the plate. Man, it's just a total, like, yep. Odor pinch hits, Higgy starts, Velasquez sees one pitch in this game. You know, I think we're just, I said it to you before this game, like, if they don't win today, you've got a team of guys that posted, you know, rally playoff videos and you're carrying a turtle in the Fenway. And you just lost again. You know, it's instead of the miraculous playoff run, it's, well, we were a game away from being fourth place. And that's what this roster gives off a lot more vibes than anything else.
Yeah.
What's the Boone quote?
It's unreal. The league has closed the gap on us. We've got to get better in every aspect. What gap, dude? They've won the division once? They haven't won anything?
Which way?
Haven't made it to a World Series.
Which way was the gap? Yeah, I mean,
what's he talking about?
I don't know. I think our, you know, Talking Yanks, and, you know, we'll end it. There will be some niceties at the end because you guys are awesome and where we're at now is cool. But, screenshot. I might recommend everyone go back and listen to the interview when we called our moms. I think your mom and my mom had it best. Mom's seen a lot of shit. Like, this Yankees team was dead and I, Boone's contract is up. And the last time a manager's contract was up, it was up. So they have a playbook for that.
Yeah, please. I mean, Talking Yanks listeners, the word fired, it's like Girardi. They're just not going to pick it up. I'd be shocked if they pick it up. And it might be symbolic. You know, maybe Boone isn't making the wrong decisions. Maybe Boone doesn't make any decisions.
Right.
But there needs to be a symbolic changing of the guard here. And changing of the mindset. And I wouldn't only be shocked. I'd be really disheartened. I'd be really disheartened if they go into next season and run this back with this crew. And I like Boone as a person. And I love Nevin as a guy. Ooh. And I like a lot of the staff. They're nice to us. They're good people. But it's just from the analytics to like the philosophy, like, we cannot do this again. This was genuinely, and I said this during the course of the season. A lot of people say that, blah, blah, John Boy's so negative, which I was known as one of the more positive fans for three seasons. But there was a whole Reddit thread, and everyone was saying, like, this was genuinely not a fun season.
Yeah.
And I know non-Yankees fans say we're spoiled and they won 90 games. How
and
is it not fun?
They're not necessarily wrong.
They're not wrong. We are spoiled. So compared to what we're used to, well, I mean, they never destroyed teams. The winning streak was fun. They played down to competition.
There was a month and a half of fun baseball that we still had our guard up the whole time because everything else around it was shit. You know, it's kind of, we had the boyfriend or girlfriend that cheated on us all the time, and then we gave him like a final ultimatum, like, hey, you gotta stop doing this or we're out. And then they kind of did for a month and a half. They went to your family party. They were nice. They played with the kids. They did the whole song and dance. And it was like, okay, And then they shit the bed again. And you hope they could turn it around, and they just never could, man. And dude, this team's strength all year has been their pitching. Their starting pitching was really good for a chunk of this year. And then their bullpen by the end landed in a good place. This team could never hit. Today there was 2.5 threats in the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I feel so bad. Judge and Stan had good years. Judge,
great
like
years.
A top five player. Stan, amazing year. Stan just crushed it in that game today. You get 3 hits. You go for 3 for 3 with
3 for 4.
No, he struck out. He struck out 3 for 4. So 3 for 4 with a homer and 2 off the wall. So I feel bad for him. Cole's going to get Cy Young votes. If you say that, you know, you say Stanton and Judge play a full season of productive baseball at a high level, Cole's getting Cy Young votes, and the Yankees starting pitching and relief pitching are top tier in the AL, you'd be like, wow, they're awesome.
And they traded for Anthony Rizzo and Joey Gallo.
Yeah.
You'd say, wow, they fixed everything we wanted them to.
Yeah, they just... Dude, they just didn't. They don't get after it. Like, the whole season was just, blah.
Baseball is a very different sport on a lot of levels. We're lucky enough that we have a lot of, like, business conversations about baseball and all those conversations you guys hear that baseball is dying, and it's so not, because you guys know you're listening to this. That means you're a baseball fan, so you know it's a regional sport, and the people that are tapped in are fully tapped in, and all that stuff. Baseball, like, on-off switch has never existed. Has never existed. And, yeah, man, I mean, when you look back and you're going to look at the bench for this wild card game and you're going to see Gary Sanchez, Rob Brantley, Rougned Odor, Tyler Wade, and Greg Allen, I think you're just going to be absolutely mystified. And then you'll see that Andrew Velasquez started at shortstop. Guardy batted 6. And, like, hey, you won't find a pair of guys that were bigger Guardy stands. I mean, the guy has had an incredible Yankee career. He had a really nice second half. Compare him to center fielders. How many times have we given that conversation? He shouldn't be batting 6th in a playoff game. That's nuts. But he had a backup catcher, a guy with 1 foot, and a Triple-A shortstop hitting behind him. So, yeah, man, I mean, when you put the pieces of the puzzle together, it's not too crazy. Yeah, and it sucks. I mean, we're going to look back at the DJ stuff, and, hey, I hope he is healthy and knocks the socks off the ball next year so we can be like, wow, that did look like a shell of DJ this year. You know, but now, like, the Voit stuff comes into question because they went out and they traded for a first baseman because they didn't believe in Luke Voit at first base. So, kind of what was that about?
There's one win from the season. Like, just because it's confirmed confidently, Glaber's a second baseman next year if he's on the team. And that would mean DJ would go to first base and they will pick up
one of the big shortstops.
Or shortstop, because they might believe in their depth, or they pick up Seager and then eventually plan to slide him over because they love their shortstops in the minors.
Yeah.
I think Voit gets put on the block.
Traded.
I think Gio, as much as it upsets me, gets put on the block.
I think Gio's there's still going to be room for. And we're going to have a whole
offseason.
I
think they move Voit. Yeah, and then we'll have a whole offseason. Yeah. But what else are we going to talk about? Not talking about this season anymore.
Guys that played good today.
Remember when they played the Tigers and they brought up 3 pitchers from AAA because they were saving their player other pitchers because they just don't care about games? They treated every game differently.
And what if I told you that would have been the difference between having this game at Yankee Stadium with those fans and that field where Stanton might have had 3 home runs tonight? Instead of him having 1 home run, a single, and then, what was it, a single fielder's choice out at home? They probably gave him the double. But stuff matters in baseball. There's a ripple effect that the analytics has gone into not caring about a lot of the little things, and day in, day out doesn't matter. It very much does. It very much does. And that's analytics are awesome and improving the game of baseball, and we're seeing such talented baseball players, but there's parts of it that are too far and going to correct. And like, hey, how about this? If you think that's an old man on the lawn statement, look at my face. I'm 31. I look like I'm 14. Like, that's not an old man statement. I'm a young guy.
What was the statement?
Like, analytics are very good. They're also bad and too far in some manners that teams just aren't appreciating. And the analytics guys hear that and they're like, oh, no, we run the numbers. And it's like, well, humans aren't numbers. And like baseball, you need to be in that grind. The grind mode that you need to win games. That's why Tampa has been a badass franchise. Go look at the talent on that team.
And they like dive fully in and they fully commit. Yankees are like half in. The Yankees need to look at what the White Sox have done.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Look at what the Red Sox have done.
Tampa Bay Rays try to win every game every single day. Look what they did to the Yankees the last series of the season. I don't know, man. It's, I don't know if we need, like, a fun game to end it. Like, I almost want to do, like, today's playoff game lineup. How many guys are in it for opening day next year? I've got
four.
One, two, three, four... Five, probably.
Who's your fifth? Gio?
Gio. I think he's the third baseman next year. He's done nothing to not be.
Unless someone offers something, because they need to get speed.
But I don't even... Has he done anything to get his value up? Like, and I think that's next year's Gio's last year, where if they do sign a Corey Seager or something, yeah, then you move them over. So, yeah, I mean, your ace that you paid $300 million... got lit up. Half your lineup won't be your starting lineup next year. And you didn't have the game on your home field because you don't take the regular season seriously. And hell, if you took the regular season seriously, you wouldn't even be in a wild card game where your season could end on one game in a sport that's not supposed to be done.
The whole time they were winning, they were stealing and taking the extra base because they had speed on the roster. And if that goes overlooked when they retool this team next year, if that doesn't get like a lot of attention brought to it, then what are we doing? Yeah. When you were winning, you even Glaber, even Judge, and then they stopped again.
Yeah.
When they were winning, those guys stayed on the team and they stopped running. But in that stretch when they were winning, Greg Allen was stealing. Judge was stealing. Glaber was stealing. Fuck, DJ had like five stolen bases. And then everyone got healthy and they stopped. And they went back to station to station.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they stopped. It wasn't like just Greg Allen and Florio and Lamar. It was Judge and Glaber were stealing bases too and taking the extra base.
Yeah.
And then they just stopped doing that. And it matters so fucking much when you hit into the league-leading double plays.
Giancarlo Stanton didn't play outfield until August this year.
And then once he started playing, he just raked, dude. He looked fine out there.
He looked average at worst. Like, Stanton did his thing out there. Yeah, man, you know, you've said it a lot. There's a couple things this regime has proved they believed in that hasn't been proven to be a winning baseball strategy. And when Boone says they've closed the gap,
No, I mean, Trev just texted us and he was like, that's a horrible quote.
Oh, it's a horrible quote. There is no gap.
That's how, like, arrogant they play.
Yes, dude. And I'll be honest with us, like, Yankees fans, you know, we did a talking baseball show today. We called around the league. A lot of people picked the Yankees to win one game because they're Gerrit Cole and they're Yankees. They're not. They're just not. The whole franchise with the quotes and the way they carry themselves, I mean, the Rays have been running laps around you. Boston caught up in a rebuilding year. You think Toronto's going away? That team's loaded. So, I don't know, man. I know this offseason with baseball and everything's going to be really interesting CBA-wise, and we'll see how that affects the shape of the league or if there is a league. But the Yankees, man, top down, got to look a lot of stuff in the mirror. Because we'll see what team's at there at the end of the year. Go compare the Yankees roster, and I know people might not like this, but go compare it to the Dodgers roster. I mean, the Dodgers won 106 games. They ended up in the wild card because they play in a division with a team, the San Francisco Giants, that tries every day, has guys that care. The Dodgers roster on paper, they have two teams. Remember when the Yankees used to have two lineups that were actually kind of solid and you're like, these could be two good teams? The Dodgers have that. The Dodgers have two lineups that could go toe-to-toe with the Yankees on any day. And once you're done with that, look at their pitching staff. Because they have three, four guys that could be our one.
Boone had a quote. He said, like, we haven't talked about my contract yet. Whatever, I know it's up. Whatever does happen, I'm at peace with it. I know that I can hold my head high. So it sounds like he knows he's out.
Yeah, man. And this is a podcast. We're trying to be real and have honest conversations. Aaron Boone has been nothing but nice to us. Phil Nevin, like, I genuinely look at that guy as like an uncle. The dude, like, gave us bones at a baseball game. Like, he's the man. But I don't know. I can't wait until the stories come out. And I don't know if it's going to be Booney and Nevin on Talking Yanks. I don't know if they're going to write a book about it. I don't know what's going to happen. Because, again, they only had control of so much. So even if Boone and Nevin, if this was it, and they bring in a new regime, don't be shocked if me and Jimmy are still skeptical. Because those guys weren't making a lot of the big decisions. You think Boone and Nevin locked the door and got to make today's lineup? No. So, I don't know. I do think we went into last offseason a little nervous because we were like, there's only so much we can do. We actually pegged it perfectly. We were like, they got to trade out Avino for cap space and they'll go out and get some pitching. That was kind of it.
Yeah.
This year, this offseason, was this Guardy's last game?
Yeah.
Was this Gary Sanchez's last game? I think Luke Voit's done as a Yankee.
Oh, they have to trade Voit. They tried to already. They sat him. I like Voit a lot. He can go hit somewhere. But, yeah, they kind of wrote that story. Will they go over the cap? How much do they lose?
The cap.
Kluber's gone. Yeah. We got a lot of offseason to do that shit. We usually take a big break. If anything happens, if there's any announcements on decisions or, you know, end of year post or press conferences that we got to react to, or, you know, we'll hop on and come on. But otherwise, we usually take a couple week hiatus. Usually there's an episode here or there during the rest of the postseason. If you're a baseball fan that is still going to watch baseball, even though the Yankees are out, which I know it's just a very regional sport, we are doing a lot of stuff on Talking Baseball the rest of the way. So we're still covering everything. And luckily, we got hooked up by Dugout Mugs, who they were very early to support us with the Talking Yanks stuff back in, when was that when you came to winter meetings? 2018 winter meetings?
2018 winter meetings.
2018 winter meetings when we first met Dugout Mugs, like, on the trade show floor. Kind of a cool story because we were pretty small back then, like maybe 20 times smaller than we are now. And we told the Dugout Mugs crew, we said, give us a discount code. We'll give it to our audience, and we'll prove to you how loyal they are and how awesome they are. And you give us no money, but if they come through for us, you gotta do advertising deals with us, you know, and pay us. And we did that. We filmed them in the hotel room, me, Jake, and BBD that night. And they came back like after 2 days and were like, we've never seen that big of a return by an audience before, especially 1 year size. So they've been working with us ever since. Credit to all you guys. That's back in 2018. That's before Savages in the Box. Mm-hmm. That's before anything that helped us blow up. So credit to anyone that bought it back then. You guys are awesome. And now they're doing a lot of stuff with us again. They're hosting all the postseason playoff streams that'll be on Talking Baseball live for every game, basically. Some will miss. And they're giving away free products the whole way through. All you have to do is film yourself drinking from any Dugout Mugs product, post it, tag them on social media, be entered to win. If you don't have anything from Dugout Mugs, they're giving you 2 great discounts to buy something now so you can enter the giveaway as well. Dugout Mugs is giving you 30% off on all their best products, including their new metal Dugout Mugs with code TALKIN. Those are badass. Those are badass. They're also letting you get a knob shot shot glass for free at dugoutmugs.com/talkin. Just pay the shipping and handling. They got an awesome collection of products, great for presents, great for a collection in a man cave. Go to dugoutmugs.com, use code TALKIN to get 30% off and all their best products. So thank you guys. If you're interested in the rest of the games, like tomorrow night, Dodgers versus Cardinals. Tonight was very stressful as I sat on the chair and watched the Yankees lose. Tomorrow, I have already told the audience, I will take a gummy, and I will be high and hopefully enjoying myself and very silly.
Tomorrow
and having fun.
Going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. So join us if you're interested. If you're just a Yankees fan and you like talking Yanks, then we'll see you on the next episode.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be surprised if in a week or two there's kind of like there's some dust settled. There'll be something on the Talking Yanks feed. Thanks, everyone. This is a night that's sad, but a lot of the nice tweets come in, and I know, where you guys, like, let us into your life. Like, that's kind of baseball people and podcasting and, like, that combination where the Venn diagram loops over. Like, that's the Talking Yanks community, so... You guys are the best. Shout out to King BBD. My bearded prince has killed it all year. We drag him through it all to the point that we had to get him a new home for October because we're gonna work that cute little butt all October. Our social team constantly kills it. At everybody at John Boy Media, there's a lot of Yankees fans. there's a lot of not crooked brazier necks, crooked necks hanging down tonight because it's a sucky feeling, man. And that's part of the reason why our juice is also worth the squeeze because it's real. Our yeah. A lot of people think our office is like a fun factory. And if you walked in here at 11:30 tonight, you would have thought, we were hosting a funeral for a bird. So thank you guys. You guys are the best. Shout out to our family and everything. We're going to have so much content this off season. Yankees, silly, baseball, everything. I guess we should say, like, thank you to sponsors and stuff, but that sounds super soft, so I'm not even going to do that.
Wow.
It's like, it's nice. It's nice, but we're giving them a little some. I'm showing them a little teat.
It's a trade for a trade situation. Yeah. I mean, hey, another season in the books. What episode? This is episode 665. That's fucking nuts. Not even to count pregame shows. We probably did 140 of those this year. Maybe 130.
Forget about the pregame
show. So that's a lot of time put in. Appreciate everyone for making this what it is. Obviously, Talking Yanks is at the birth of that. We have a lot of big announcements as a company, so those will be very fun. And a lot of the haters coming out right now, so I'm excited for them to find out those announcements. I can fucking suck it.
ER Duck. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, kind of unrelated. Like, if you ordered a turtle shirt and it's coming in next week, like, I'm sorry. There's like not much I can do about it.
Oh, that. Man.
But you guys are the best.
There's good shirts.
It's a good shirt. Good mowing the lawn shirt.
And someone asked if we need therapy. No, this is the therapy, man.
Yeah, you're at it.
You're
Welcome.
At it.
First step's admitting you're here.
We're all commiserating, and you're coming here to drink tears. So it's your therapy, too, in a sick way. You're a twisted
kind
person.
You're the sick one.
Appreciate any non-Yankee fan coming in here just to shit talk, but, like, you're sick in the head. You're the sick one.
Like, kind of literally.
No, like, honestly, like honestly. Literally, like, there's something slightly off about them.
Well, to spend,
their,
to
spend their time and join a live chat for that reason.
Yeah.
If you're over the age of 16, like, check in.
We got anything else?
No.
Thanks to our loved ones. Thanks to our dogs.
Award goes to Stanton.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's maybe that should be the final going away. If anyone says a bad word about Giancarlo Stanton, take personal responsibility to talk about how good he was. Tonight,
all year,
last playoffs this year. And yeah.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. Oh, man, I'm going to be high all day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hell yeah.
Tomorrow is going to be a fun day. We got Talking Baseball at 11:30. We got John Boy and Jake Radio at 1. And then we are live streaming at 8 at night. Doesn't stop for us. So see you there. I think that's the end.
Love
Go
you,
Yanks. I'm playing the end because it's my grandma and she just passed away and I like hearing her voice. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.